Hey there, everyone. It's Andrea Monroe Kulima, and I am back with another episode of Hey Little Sister. Happy New Year, everyone. It is 2020. Wow. I remember when I was young and we thought like the year 2000 was going to be, you know, with flying cars and super advanced technology. And here we are in 2020, and things are kind of the same with the exception of smartphones, right? Anyways, I hope that you are well, and I am so glad to be chatting with you today. So, how was your new year? Hopefully it was well. As for me, mine was relatively quiet. The funny thing is that instead of feeling, oh, hurrah, it's Happy New Year, it's a new year, I found myself feeling, dare I say melancholy? I don't know if I would quite say melancholy, more reflective and pensive, you know, just in deep thought. I sat and reflected over this past year, but then for some reason my mind drifted way back. And what I realized is that my life as it is right now is the sum total of all of the actions I took and all of the actions that I didn't take. Or you can refer to it as omission and commission, right? And the more I thought about it, the more sobering it became. And I thought to myself, wow, okay, this relationship is in the state that it's in because there are things that I did and there are things that I didn't do, which resulted in the state of the relationship as it is right now. All right, so let's be a little more specific because I don't want to lose you without naming any names or giving too much information. But let's just say there are, let's say, friendships where you know that they're not the best for you, but yet and still you fail to sever that relationship, and so it lingers on and you tolerate a lot of toxic energy, and you know, it just lingers on, and here you are another year and you're still like dreading a phone call from this negative person, right? So in this instance, my failure to act has resulted in me just being in the same place and repeating, you know, a bad cycle. So that's kind of one example. An example of me acting was in 2019, I said I wanted to publish a book, and I've spoken about this before. And I accomplished that goal, and I was very proud of that goal. But I also promised myself that I was going to, you know, get out there and market and have events and book signings and really, you know, be present on Instagram and all of that social media, right? I failed. I failed. I was not successful. I did not do what I said that I wanted to do. And so just reflecting on different things, right, in my life, I started to wonder, you know, what was the difference between things that I achieved and things that I didn't achieve? And the findings of my self-reflection was pretty interesting. And I'll get back to you after these messages with what I found. Hey guys, so we're back. So before the break, we were talking about omission versus commission, or actions as opposed to doing nothing, right? And so as I reflected and, you know, reviewed all of the different goals that I accomplished versus goals that I didn't accomplish, I realized that the driving force behind me taking action were my emotions. So let's say for the goal of publishing my children's book, I felt elated and just full of joy and excited about what the end product was going to be like, the joy that it would give kids, the lessons that they would learn. And I carried that feeling of joy throughout the whole creation process. It like fueled me, you know? So it didn't make the project seem like work. Instead, it was fun and it was like an adventure. Even though I didn't know how I was going to put all the pieces together, they somehow just came together and it was just exciting to see what the end result was going to be, right? And so that's just one example. But when I realize, when I look at other examples in my life, whether it was getting married or, you know, finishing school, they all had that thing in common, this excitement, this joy, this feeling or expectation of how I would feel when I achieve the goal. And just carrying that feeling with me throughout, you know, just, it was my fuel. So now conversely, when I spoke about the example of me marketing my book, right? Or the friendship that I should have cut off long ago, right? They too had similarities. And yes, the driving force that caused me not to take action was still driven by my emotions, right? So when it came to marketing myself on social media, it was fear that kept me from posting, you know, and negative talk that was saying to myself, oh my gosh, do I look good enough? I don't like putting myself out there. It's gonna look like I'm looking for attention. And oh, I don't wanna ask people to buy this children's book, you know? I don't wanna look like I'm begging, you know? And I just remember every time that I wanted to post something, it was like this fear and this doubt that was like nagging me. And it resulted in me not taking action. Thus, I failed to accomplish my goal, right? And likewise, with that negative friendship, it was fear and doubt. You know, I would tell myself, oh, well, you knew this person for such and such amount of time. And, oh, you're going to hurt that person's feelings. And, you know, how would you like if somebody did that to you? You know, I would just talk myself out of it, even though I knew that their presence in my life was draining and toxic and just not good for me. The emotions behind it, behind me delaying ending the friendship are what caused me not to take action. And the result is I didn't sever the friendship and I have all these horrible feelings about it, you know? And so that's pretty much the findings that I, you know, came up with as I reflected over my entire life. And so, you know, what's the summary of all of this? When setting your goals, it is very important that the emotion that drives you is positive, it's joyous, and you kind of need to have that feeling or those feelings throughout the creation process, right? And you need to have or keep in mind how it's going to feel, right, when you have achieved those goals. and hold on to that. So it's kind of like just remembering all along why it is that you want to achieve that goal, right? So instead of saying to yourself, and this is a common one, you know, oh, I need to lose weight, I need to go on a diet, you know, you're likely to fail if you're thinking about all the food you have to give up and all the hard work that you have to go in the gym. You know, you have to go to the gym and the sweat and the discomfort and all that. You're likely to fail if that's what you focus on, right? Those are emotions. Those are negative emotions. But if you focus on yourself, let's say on the beach in June and just looking beautiful and feeling healthy and feeling lighter, and you hold on to that image, you are more likely to be successful if you focus on that. And so that is my point. And I just wanted to add that, you know, as I reflected on my life, there were some moments where I got really sad and melancholy. So if you do reflect on your life and you think about the things you did and you didn't do, try not to dwell too much on the things that you didn't do. Don't fall into that trap, because you may end up, you know, beating yourself up. What I want you to take from it is just drawing the similarities and just taking from it the knowledge and use it as a tool going forward, so that as you set new goals, you will tend to be more successful. So that's it for today. I went over my time, but I just am wishing you the very best new year, this 2020. Let's make it a great one together. And that's it for now.